The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When it was evening of the day of the resurrection, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I have always been a doubter. I think it's just part of my nature. Saint Doubting Thomas should probably be my personal patron saint. I remember as a child, maybe 8 or 9, sitting outside and asking God to prove to me that he was real. I looked up at the tree branches that were hanging above me, and I prayed, "God, if you just make that one little leaf twitch, I will know that you are real." I prayed hard, and I stared at that leaf, but it did not move. Thankfully, this disappointment was not enough to make me throw in the towel on Christianity forever. But much of my faith journey has been about navigating the speed bumps of doubt. Doubt gets a bad rap in Christian circles. We are often made to feel that doubting God is something to feel ashamed of, like we are insulting God when we ask questions or feel uncertain. I don't believe that's true. God certainly wants us to have faith, to trust him, to believe. But God wants to help us believe. People often speak as though the highest expression of faith is to believe in something that there is absolutely no evidence for. This is simply not true. God created us to be rational beings, to have minds that seek to understand, to have senses that can touch and feel and see, to have gut feelings or feel it in our hearts, and to have spirits that can sense the sacred. God has given us many ways to know him and feel him and see him. God is abundantly present in this life. We don't need him to prove that by meeting some specific demand, like making that one leaf twitch. Rather, the journey of faith is about learning to see God everywhere and in everything. And God wants to help us along on that journey. Jesus doesn't despise Thomas for wanting to see evidence that Jesus really had been raised from the dead. He wants to help Thomas believe. He comes back to the disciples when he knows that Thomas is around. He goes to Thomas and holds out his hands and invites him to put your finger in my hands, reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. And Thomas believes, saying with awe, "My Lord and my God." We have other stories of Jesus helping people to believe in him. At the very beginning of the Gospel of John, we hear the story of how Jesus called his disciples Andrew and Peter. These disciples literally just start following Jesus as he walks down the street. They're curious about who this mysterious teacher is. When Jesus notices them following him, he turns to them and says, "Come and see." Come and see. That is Jesus' invitation to us as well. Come and see who I am and what I can do. Come close to me and I will help you believe. And in another gospel story, a desperate father fights his way through the crowds to Jesus, bringing forward his son who is possessed by a demon that throws him into dangerous convulsions. The father says to Jesus, "If you are able to do anything, have pity on us and help us." Jesus replies, "If you are able, all things are possible for the one who believes." And the man immediately cries out in a moment of tender honesty, "I believe, help my unbelief." And Jesus does help him. He casts out the demon and restores the boy to wholeness. I think these stories show us that Jesus has compassion for our doubts, for our heartaches, for our inability to believe that something so good could be true. Jesus doesn't punish us for our lack of faith. Instead, he invites us to draw nearer to him. He says to us, "Come and see. Put your hands in my hands." All we are asked to do is to move towards God, to seek him out in our daily lives, and in those moments of doubt, to whisper, "I believe. Help my unbelief." Amen.